The Speaker of the State Assembly, Carl Hastie, and the Senate leader, Andrea Stork-Cousins, have, in just a few short months, formed a close working relationship. They often hold joint events together where they announce agreement on major pieces of legislation. Before a press conference on March 19th, they engaged in friendly banter about who had the most party members with them in front of the podium.
Yeah, you win the member count today.
No.
They were announcing an agreement on installing speed cameras at schools in New York City and Buffalo, a bill that had previously been held up for months. In the first 10 weeks of the session, they've acted to strengthen abortion rights and transgender rights, allowed children of undocumented immigrants to receive college aid, and passed gun control measures. In many cases, Governor Andrew Cuomo, who also backed those bills, has struggled to keep up, his role reduced to signing the measures afterward. Assembly Speaker Hastie, who is so pleased about the changes that he referred to himself and the Senate leader as the Wonder Twins in a story in the New York Times, says there is a new way of doing business in Albany.
I think it's a new dynamic. Democratic Assembly, Democratic Senate, I think this is the first experience for him.
Friction, though, between the newly unified legislature and Governor Cuomo has come out in the open during the budget process. The two houses are in tandem on many spending priorities, and they released very similar budget resolutions. Cuomo's budget director says the legislative budgets raise spending by as much as $3.5 billion, something he says is unacceptable. And the governor's chief of staff has called the Senate and Assembly budgets fantasy land. Cuomo's also been disparaging toward the Democrats, saying the Assembly is too beholden to the teachers' unions and that Senate Democrats are too inexperienced to make good governing decisions. Cuomo spoke recently on Albany Public Radio station WAMC.
The politics is easy. I support legalizing marijuana. Yay! Okay, everybody claps. Now, how do you do it? Now you have to govern as opposed to just do a bumper sticker political slogan.
Speaker Hastie says the comments are unnecessary.
Disparaging comments are unhelpful.
Senate Leader Stork-Cousins says she spoke to the governor about her displeasure with his statements.
I questioned, obviously, why there was a constant criticism. The governor and I have spoken, and we are planning to move forward.
But rhetoric aside, Democrats in the legislature may find their ability to move ahead on bills without the governor curbed when it comes to the state budget. Once the budget goes beyond April 1 without a deal, the governor can present a spending extender and add all of his policy items in it that he likes, including perhaps his version of legalizing adult recreational marijuana. The legislature has just two choices: pass it with no amendments or reject it, and the government will shut down. Cuomo has said if that happens, the legislature will take the blame. The governor's ability to present a take-it-or-leave-it budget stems from a decision by the state's highest court. It was brought by the then-Speaker of the Assembly, Sheldon Silver, against former Governor George Pataki. The court sided with Pataki. Speaker Hastie, who is Silver's successor, says he's fully aware of that.
Once you go past the March 31st deadline, it increases the governor's power, because if he was to send up an extender, the legislature can't amend an extender. It's either you accept it, or you either vote yes or you vote no.
Another potential incentive is the future of a pay raise for lawmakers. A commission granted them their first salary increase in 20 years, but said it was contingent on the budget being passed on time. If the budget is late, the commission said, lawmakers might have to give the money back. Legislators say that rule, which is being challenged in court, does not affect their decisions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.